Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where the battle for the seat on the Supreme Court, occupied until Friday evening by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, by the way, had been hanging on and hanging on and hanging on with four different bouts with cancer recently and a broken rib and accidents. You have to admire her gallantry. Should it be relevant that she dictated to her granddaughter a note, apparently during her final hours, that said, "It is my most ardent wish that I will be replaced on the court. My replacement will be selected by a new president." Well, everybody kind of knew that. President Trump reacted to that this morning on Fox and Friends, saying that he didn't believe that it had actually been dictated by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He thought it was Adam Schiff or Nancy Pelosi. And meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is talking about striking back somehow in a way that I really do not imagine or cannot imagine. The House has nothing to do with this. She is the Speaker of the House. She has no control, no influence over a Senate where there is a Republican majority. And yeah, it's a narrow Republican majority, but it's 53 to 47. The Republicans control the Senate of the United States. So what is Nancy Pelosi talking about when she says this has to stop, this can't happen, we're not going to allow this? And she said that I still have lots of arrows left in my quiver. What arrows is she talking about exactly? This is clip number 04. This is Pelosi this morning with George Stephanopoulos.
10 states, as I said, on Friday, started their early voting the day that we lost Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
But to be clear, you're not taking any arrows out of your quiver. You're not ruling anything out.
Good morning. Sunday morning. We have a responsibility. We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Okay. One of her colleagues, not a colleague I think that Nancy Pelosi likes particularly well, I certainly don't think Chuck Schumer likes her particularly well, is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And this is clip 12, Jeremy. She was speaking next to Chuck Schumer. There's all kinds of speculation that she will be challenging him for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate in New York next time in 2022. And of course, the polling shows AOC doing very well in the state of New York. So she is standing right next to Chuck Schumer. She's standing and speaking from a podium that has a big emblem on it which says United States Senate. She'd like to be a member of the Senate, but she's not yet. She's on the House. And she says this about what she intends to do or thinks should be considered by the Democrats. Listen.
It's extraordinarily important that we understand the stakes of this vacancy. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our labor rights are on the line. Our right to health care is on the line. Labor and union protections are on the line. Our climate is on the line. With an early appointment, all of our rights, the rights that so many people died for, voting rights, reproductive rights, health care, their rights. All of those rights are at risk with this appointment. And so we need to make sure that we mobilize on an unprecedented scale to ensure that this vacancy is reserved for the next president. And we must use every tool at our disposal.
Okay, this is absurd, because one of the things about this vacancy is, will the balance of the court be radically shifted? The answer is no. The court has right now, today, five justices, five out of nine, a majority, who were appointed by Republican presidents, all of whom are known to be conservative. And that has been the case for a long time. Because when Gorsuch came in, you may remember, he replaced Scalia, who was very much a conservative, originalist justice. And when Brett Kavanaugh came in, he replaced a guy for whom he had clerked. He was a law clerk formerly for Anthony Kennedy, who was appointed by President Reagan. And yes, Kennedy was often a deciding vote and was in the middle of the court, but he was also appointed by a Republican and was a lifelong Republican. So when she says our rights are on the line because the Republican-appointed majority will go from 5-4 to 6-3, I think is a little bit alarmist, don't you think? And then afterward, AOC made threats over the GOP wanting to confirm a new justice. This is clip 13. Listen.
This is one of the most important times that we have had for everyday people to stand up, not just from everyday working people, but all the way up to the House and the Senate. We all need to be more courageous, and we all must act in unprecedented ways to make sure that our rights are stabilized. And to Mitch McConnell, we need to tell him that he is playing with fire.
What does that mean? And here she explains what it means in clip number 14 when a reporter asks her the obvious question. Listen.
Well, you know, I think I believe that certainly there has been an enormous amount of lawbreaking in the Trump administration. I believe that Attorney General Barr is unfit for office and that he has pursued potentially lawbreaking behavior. That being said, these are procedures that are and decisions that are largely up to House Democratic leadership. But I believe that also we must consider, again, all of the tools available to our disposal, and that all of these options should be entertained and on the table.
All these options? Okay, the option she was asked about was impeachment. You remember impeachment? Those are wonderful golden days of the impeachment fight. And apparently she was asked very directly, okay, is impeachment on the table to stop the nomination? The idea is there are a number of Democrats who have been telling reporters that, look, if we draft another impeachment, it doesn't have to be the president this time, it can be Bill Barr. Then all of a sudden the Senate will have to provide some kind of trial on whether the attorney general should be removed. And certainly if it's the president. So could they conceivably get another impeachment vote through the U.S. House and dump it on the Senate? I guess they could, but it would guarantee they lose the election. It probably would lose them the House. Impeachment wasn't popular last time, you may remember. And the idea of doing an impeachment like this in order to stop a Supreme Court appointment, this is pathetic. So this is your strategy. We're going to try impeachment to stop the Supreme Court appointment, but then we're going to assure that Trump will get a second term, so we'll have plenty of time to appoint not just one more justice, but probably another two as well. We'll be right back on the Medved Show with more about Trump's apparent choice or possible choice coming up.
So here's the deal.
Michael Medved.
And what it also, and so the deal is, sorry, and here's the deal. The deal.
really, I'm like, I've got so much going on in my mind.
The Michael Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show. There is so much going on right now with the debate coming up 8 days from now. It's 1 week from tomorrow night. And in that debate, will they be debating about a nominee for the Supreme Court? Almost certainly. President Trump has indicated, he indicated initially that he would probably have an appointment either on Friday or Saturday. I believe the White House has now said it will probably come on Wednesday, 2 days from now. But there's widespread speculation. The two front runners of the five names that the president put out, all of them women, are Barbara Lagoa, who is a federal appeals court judge in Florida, and Amy Coney Barrett, who was apparently the runner-up for the seat that was designated for Brett Kavanaugh a couple of years ago. And Amy Coney Barrett is on the appeals court in Chicago. And Amy Coney Barrett is the heavy favorite, partially because of something that happened when she was nominated 3 years ago for the appellate court, and Dianne Feinstein was questioning her. Amy Coney Barrett is a very active Catholic. She was a professor of law, very highly regarded at Notre Dame, and went to Notre Dame Law School. And in any event, here's what Dianne Feinstein said. She said, "You have a long history of believing that your religious beliefs should prevail. The dogma lives loudly within you." And as the New York Times points out, that has become something of a byword for people who support Judge Barrett and her principles. They have T-shirts that say, "The dogma lives loudly within me." And the question it's raised is, isn't she applying what the Constitution specifically forbids, which is a religious test? You are not allowed, and it's in our Constitution, to use someone's religion to disqualify him or her from any office. It's not allowed. And the fact that Judge Barrett is the mother of seven, two of her children are adopted from Haiti. She has one of her seven children is a Down syndrome baby, that her baby. And she also has six siblings, so she grew up in a family of seven. She's and her husband are involved in a charismatic Catholic group called People of Praise. And let me just give you some of what the New York Times says. Now, the New York Times doesn't want Trump to appoint anyone to the Supreme Court. The New York Times, I think their position is clear. However, in their profile of Judge Barrett, Elizabeth Diaz and Adam Liptak acknowledge this. Legal scholars say Judge Barrett's opinions on the appeals court have been models of judicial craftsmanship, tightly reasoned and unflashy. And they quote Jonathan Adler, who's a law professor at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. Cleveland is going to be the site of the debate coming up on a week from Tuesday. But they quote Professor Adler saying, "Her conservatism is embedded in her methodological and jurisprudential commitments, not any commitment to a particular policy outcome. As a scholar and a judge, she has shown herself to be a very careful and deliberate thinker who is concerned with getting the right answer, whether or not it's the popular answer." And by the way, anyone who's watched a speech, a lecture, or the prior testimony by Judge Barrett, she will do very well in hearings. Very well in hearings. And there's another aspect to this, which is basically the Catholic vote in America, which is about 25% of the electorate, is a swing vote. Obama actually won a majority of Catholics. Small majority, but he won slightly. Trump did too. And generally, while overwhelmingly evangelicals vote Republican, people who have no religious faith, which is another 20% of the electorate, according to exit polls, vote overwhelmingly Democratic. Catholics are split. And if the attacks on Judge Amy Coney Barrett veer over into what I believe it's easy to say, Dianne Feinstein's, a senator from California, her attack was during her hearings for a previous nomination to be anti-Catholic in their tenor, that's not going to help the Biden cause, even though he would become only America's second ever Catholic president. Chuck Schumer was on the Senate floor moments ago and wildly indignant, of course, and had this to say to McConnell and the Republicans. Listen.
If you care about these things and the kind of country we live in, this election and this vacancy mean everything. And by all rights, by every modicum of decency and honor, Leader McConnell and the Republican Senate majority have no right to fill it. No right. In the final few weeks, sensing her failing health, Justice Ginsburg told her family that it was her, quote, most fervent wish that she not be replaced until a new president is installed. That was Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dying wish, her most fervent wish, that she should not be replaced until a new president is installed.
Okay, he says the Republicans have no right to have the president appoint a replacement and have the Senate confirm it. They have every right. It's in the Constitution. The Constitution says nothing about the year of a presidential election. And yes, there is enough time for them to get this done before the election. And actually, I think there was a comment by Lamar Alexander, who is one of those moderate mainstream centrist Republican senators who has said, yes, he will move forward. He will support Mitch McConnell in going forward to confirm a nominee. And he was asked about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dying wish. He said, look, we respect her greatly, but that power to designate a successor does not lie with her. It lies with the president and the Senate. We'll talk to Bill O'Reilly. He has a brand new book and some strong opinions, what a surprise, about the entire nomination process. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are introducing legislation on Monday to keep the federal government funded through December 11th, but don't have a deal in hand with Republicans and the White House to avert the shutdown at the end of this month. Democrats unveiling a stopgap measure that will provide aid for farmers impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi won't rule out a second impeachment of President Trump if he decides to move forward with filling the Supreme Court vacancy. Brian Morgenstern, White House Deputy press secretary reacts to Pelosi's comments.
That is a very odd threat for them to make, considering that impeachment was probably one of their worst moments during the Trump presidency, along with the Senate Democrats' treatment of Justice Kavanaugh. And now they seem to be doubling down on the same bad behavior.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Michael Medved Show, what a pleasure to talk to Bill O'Reilly on such a dramatic day in the United States for our politics, for the future of our judiciary, and much more. Bill is the author of a brand new book, which in many ways is, I think, the most surprising and eye-opening of his whole long series of best-selling books called Killing. So who's getting killed this time? It's this is called Killing Crazy Horse. The subtitle is The Merciless Indian Wars in America, and it is sweeping in its scope. It is not focused on one individual or one episode. It covers some 60 years of American history. Bill, congratulations on the book.
Michael, I appreciate it very much. It's very gratifying. This is the ninth in the Killing series, the most successful nonfiction book series of all time. And the first, 12 days out, Killing Crazy Horse has sold more than 200,000 copies. And I'm stunned. I knew that there was a hunger to know about how the country was forged, how people got out to Seattle from Boston. I knew that. But I didn't know it was going to be this intense. And here's the headline. Donald Trump is not in the book. I tried to get him in the book, but it's 150 years before him. I couldn't get him in the book. All the other books are, we love Trump, we hate Trump, but not Killing Crazy Horse.
No, that's right. And by the way, it is also remarkably up the middle, because most books that are written about the Indian Wars are completely from the Indian point of view. You think about the enormous bestseller that has been largely debunked by Dee Brown, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, which I know you're aware of because you cover some of the same material, which is the whole long history. And part of what the reason that I respect this book, and I think it's actually important, is you show, yes, there was brutality by some of the white authorities and settlers and political leaders and generals, but there was also unbelievable brutality and cruelty and murderous rage on the part of Native Americans. This is not a book that's been written to make Americans feel guilty, is it?
No, not at all. And that was the big mistake that Native Americans made. And wise men like Tecumseh and Chief Joseph, they knew. And they would try to tell their warriors and their tribes, do not brutalize anyone, because that's going to be the story. And exactly that happened. It was fake news back in the 19th century. And what happened was the big newspapers in Washington, Philadelphia, Boston, and New York portrayed the Native Americans as savages. And every atrocity was on page one. And with no context that the Indian lands were being stolen from them, that the white arbiters were treating them horribly, in some cases trying to practice genocide, none of that got into print, so that the presidents and senators and congresspeople in Washington, they knew that public sentiment was against the Native Americans because of this false reportage. So all these years later, I and Martin Dugard decided we're going to correct the record. We're going to tell you what happened factually. All right, and there's been no dispute on the facts in this book, none. In fact, if you go to Amazon and you read the reviews, most of them are tremendous reviews, better than any of the other killing books. It's because I think Americans, fair-minded people, want to know the truth about their country, both good and bad.
Well, I think that's emphatically the case. And who, when you were writing the book, who came across to you as particularly heroic on either side, or better yet, on both sides?
Here's what struck me about the main characters in the book. So we opened in the massacre at Fort Mims in South Alabama, where the Creek Nation in northern Florida had had enough. The people were coming down there, and they were defiling their lands, killing their game. And a guy named William Weatherford, educated in Philadelphia, was the chief of the Creek Nation. He's half white, half Creek, and decided he was going to go back and be the leader of his Native American tribe. Well, they massacred 300 people, all right? And it was a brutal massacre at Fort Mims. Andrew Jackson called down to quell the Creek uprising from Tennessee, which he does. And in the middle of this blood fest, all right, there's a little Indian boy, and he loses his parents. And Jackson adopts the boy as his own and raises him. That's the kind of book it is, that there's a duality in most of these people where they did bad things, but they did very good things. But on the Native American front, I mean, you had guys like Cochise, never defeated by the U.S. Army, never. Couldn't beat him. Died of natural causes. I mean, all he wanted to do is to protect his people, which he did. And, you know, that's heroic in my eyes. You want to protect your people who are under assault from these white settlers, from Europe, millions of them forging across the West. You know, people living in your area, the Pacific Northwest, Michael, how did you get there? Do you know how your ancestors and what they had to go through to get there? Wasn't on a plane if you're there for a long time, and it was so dangerous. So we profile these people as real people, not caricatures. That's never done in public schooling in the United States, because the teachers and the administrators are too afraid to actually even broach the Native American subject. So if you want to know what happened, Killing Crazy Horse has it.
Well, how do you respond, given the even-handed manner in which you try to treat some of this material in the book? And we should mention, by the way, that Andrew Jackson's son, Lincoya, who he adopted, Jackson tried to get him to West Point, the U.S. Military Academy, but unfortunately the boy died at 16. And
right.
and of natural causes. But just to go back for a moment, how do you respond to people today, and you know who they are, and you know what they're going to say, that everything in America is on occupied land, that we stole the land. How do you deal with that?
Well, I'm past the point of criticizing that point of view. And what I do on the No Spin News every night and on my radio broadcasts, I tell you why this is happening. We all know that it's happening. We all know about the statue destruction, the decomposition of American history. We're an evil nation. Everything has to be changed, and on and on and on and on. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, you know, just died, she was not quite in that crew, but she didn't want to follow the Constitution as it was written because she said it was only written by white male landowners. And that didn't really reflect what America was. So the document, the Constitution, should be a little bit elastic, according to the justice. And that's fascinating to me. But getting back to your very good question, you have a movement, and it's quite apparent. They don't deny it. And the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation is the best example. These are Marxists. And they have it on their website. We're Marxists, hey. They want to just destroy traditional America and build a new America. And the first step in that is to convince the majority of people that we're not a good country. We're not noble. We're evil. And look at slavery, and look at Native Americans, and look at this, and look at that. We got to start over again. And we have the brave new world of Marxism. This is what we're going to do. Everybody's going to have the same, and the big central government is going to run everything. That's what's happening.
Okay, so we still don't get to the issue of stolen land, but we will. We'll also get to the issue of a replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Is Mitch McConnell doing the right thing to push forward for hearings as soon as possible and maybe a vote before the election? That's President Trump's choice also, it's been reported. We'll get to that and much more with Bill O'Reilly on The MedVed Show. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Bill O'Reilly is the author of 15 number one bestsellers, 9 books in the Killing series. The latest is already a monumental bestseller. It's called Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. Bill, before we get to the current political situation, I wanted to follow up on what I had asked you before. We are told all the time that everything in America, including your home on the East Coast and my home in the Northwest, it's all built on stolen land. It's land that we took away, we confiscated, we cheated, we conquered, we brutalized, we seized from Native Americans. If you believe that that is in any way accurate, what do you think ought to be done about it?
Or well, it's not accurate in the sense that the Native Americans were mostly nomadic. Not all of them, but most of them, particularly west of the Mississippi. So they didn't have any cities or citadels or anything like that where you could walk in and take it over. Okay? That didn't happen. So when settlers forged west, they saw some land. It was uninhabited. There was no law there in the early part of the 19th century. So they just built homes and did what they did. This is Daniel Boone. This is Davy Crockett. All right? They didn't know that, you know, Native Americans hunted there or buried people there. They didn't know any of that. How would they? So it wasn't an organized, okay, well, here are the Apaches. We're going to take that away from them. Now, as the century progressed, they made treaties. Washington made treaties, particularly U.S. Grant, with the Sioux and other big tribes. And they said, okay, this is your land and this is open land. And the Sioux would say, okay, just leave us alone in our land. And then, of course, once gold was discovered in the Black Hills, that was the end of that treaty. So that's legitimate. But it's not the Native Americans had all this land and we just took it over. It's just not that way. It was a wilderness. And when the Pilgrims got here, it was a wilderness. There were Indians there, and they helped the Pilgrims in Massachusetts, but it was a wilderness. So
There's also one thing here which I think you don't focus on. But Indian tribes did not experience warfare for the first time fighting against white people. The warfare from intertribal warfare was extraordinarily brutal. And in fact, some of the famous massacres, like the Pequot Massacre in Connecticut, which is always held up as 700 Indians were killed, it was mostly Indians killing other Indians. It was Narragansetts killing Pequots because there were Indians. Yeah.
Well, we do write a, that's in the book. The Comanches pushed the Apaches entirely out of Texas into New Mexico and Arizona. And those fights were unbelievable. And there were warlike tribes like the Comanches. That's all they did. They raided and they made war. They didn't do anything else. So, and there were peaceful tribes. That's why I'm saying the scope of this book encompasses them all. But here's something interesting that you may not have thought about, Michael. The United States government paid reparations to Native Americans. Do you know how?
Yeah, sure. With the Indian Health Service, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and with the tremendous amount of money we spend per individual to this day. If you look at our expenditures, it's $20,000 per person.
All those entitlements, you're correct. But the big thing, the big reparation thing, casinos. That's reparations. Because the U.S. government said, okay, you want casinos? You can have them. But all the money that you generate has to go to people living on the reservations. And so now you cross the country, and not some reservations don't want them, but the reservations that do have them. And that generates billions of dollars a year for Native Americans on the reservations. That's reparations.
Tax-free. Yeah.
Tax-free.
Okay. Speaking of reparations, that is an issue that is not likely to come up in the debate. But it's sort of one of many, many issues that are on the table. When you look forward to what's going to happen on Tuesday night, what is it that you expect, other than the conventional wisdom, a week from, 1 week from tomorrow night?
This will be the most watched debate ever worldwide.
Yep.
It's make or break for Joe Biden. He's got to perform well. The pressure is on him. Over the weekend, Biden told his audience in Philadelphia that 200 million people have been killed by COVID. He does that 3-4 times a week. 200 million. He meant 200,000. He doesn't literally know what he's saying from day to day. Some days he does, some days he doesn't. I wrote about that extensively in Killing Reagan, because that happened to him after the assassin's bullet went into his body. But anyway, so the pressure's on Biden. Biden has to prove that he's cogent. Now, I don't expect either Trump or Biden to answer any of Chris Wallace's questions. They're just not going to answer them because they got 90 seconds to say whatever they want. Wallace can't interrupt. And Wallace can come back and say, well, you didn't answer the question. You got another 30 seconds, and they won't answer the question then. So you're not going to get any information. You never do. Wallace will try to think up real tough questions because it's his legacy. He has to. He's not going to be in a tank for either candidate, but he clearly doesn't like either of them, in my opinion. So are we going to learn anything from the debate? The only thing we're going to learn is how rough Trump will be, and if he overdoes it, it's going to hurt him. And is Biden going to be able to even put sentences together that make sense?
When you talk about those tough questions from your longtime colleague, Chris Wallace, if Bill O'Reilly, if you were one of the moderators of this debate, what is the one toughest question you would put to Donald J. Trump?
It's basically not a fact-based question for Mr. Trump. It's you're running behind in the polls. That's a fact. Now, he'll say, well, the polls are bogus, which many of them are. But you stayed up top. You're running behind the polls. You are responsible for that because you have been successful in the economy and in foreign policy, generally speaking. So people are basically saying they don't like you. Would you agree or disagree? Is that a good question?
Yeah, I mean, which is related to my number one question for him would be, all of the polling, the average on Real Clear Politics shows that Americans think we're headed in the wrong direction. There are less than 30% who think, hey, we want more of this. We love the way things are going. So what is it you are going to do, because you haven't said anything about it, to change direction, not just to keep America great?
Yeah, he's going to hop on COVID there. He's just COVID to cover. And it's legitimate. I mean, you got to have a pandemic where you can't go out of the house without a mask. People aren't going to be happy about the direction of the country. And you got massive unemployment and structural change. They're not going to be happy. So that's what Trump would say. Hey,
but you know what?
Before,
you know what, Bill? If you look back
like
at
that. What?
But Bill, if you look back at the polls, people still majority wasn't as big. But before COVID, people thought we were headed in the wrong direction.
No, I'm just telling you what Trump would answer. He's not going to engage. Okay. On your level, Michael, he's not going to have an intellectual discussion with you. I mean, he never does. He's going to say, oh, that's because
yeah, they don't have a platform. So what are you going to do your second term? What's going to be different about term two than term one, especially if there's a Democratic Senate?
Even better than before. You know what he's going to say. You've got to hit these guys with personal questions they're not expecting.
Uh-huh.
But Wallace is not going to do that.
What about a personal question that Biden's not expecting?
All you have to do is string together four incredibly ridiculous statements that he's made out of about 4,000. So you pick four, all right? And you go, Mr. Vice President, you seem to be saying things that you don't even know you're saying. Is there a problem? I think that's
and you know,
personal.
You know what his right answer is? Actually, it's been a problem my whole career.
I don't understand your question.
If you go back and you look at Joe Biden in his campaign for reelection as vice president in 2012, it's the same guy saying crazy. Do you remember? I love this one, Bill, and I know you will too. When he said he remembered watching on TV Franklin Roosevelt delivering his fireside chats. Now, not only was he born after Franklin Roosevelt died, or was he a baby when Franklin Roosevelt died, actually? But there was no TV when Roosevelt was president. There is a best-selling book. The book is called Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. You pick it up, you're going to read the whole thing. It is well worth it for its perspective, balanced perspective, on this greatest nation on God's green earth.
This is Michael Med.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.